Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right. Well, mainstream media incredibly excited about the fact that Judge Juan Merchan will completely pretty much control Trump's life, campaign schedule, while he's in Merchan's courtroom. And that's a bad thing, since Merchan's own daughter has earned more than $15 million fundraising. Democrats.
Yeah, no conflict of interest there.
None whatsoever. No, she's the president of a company that made $93 million, raised $93 million for Adam Schiff and for the Democrat Senatorial Committee. And their profit, their take of that was $15 million, the company. So nobody knows how much Judge and his family made from that.
And the judge is a Biden supporter, too.
Yes, he's also donated to
Biden.
But,
of course, isn't it interesting that the questionnaire that they give to jurors says, you know, have you ever been to a Trump rally? Have you contributed to Trump campaign? Of course, you know, that would preclude you from being able to serve on the jury. But, of course, for the judge to be on the opposition, that's perfectly fine.
Right. Unless your family makes millions of dollars after Trump and the Republicans, in which case it's all very good. And I mean, you would never be biased. You never would.
It's a resume enhancer for you.
Right. Now, if Trump, so Trump's talking about this. By the way, and I explain this. This isn't just unethical. This is illegal under New York law. Your relatives, like four gradients away from you, cannot profit from the trial. So it's not just the judge, not just the judge's wife and kids, but like the judge's cousins and the judge's second cousins cannot make money off the trial. Well, doesn't that apply to this judge? I mean, that's the law. Uh-huh. Yeah, it does. So what did the judge do then? Recuse himself to avoid breaking the law? No.
No.
He gagged Trump.
Yeah.
Well, Trump being Trump will not shut up.
No, he won't.
He won't. And good for him, because this is so wrong. I mean, this is just, it's just wrong. So how does the judge fix this? Again, by going, you know, I'm going to look up that law and see if I'm breaking the law. No, he gags Trump. And now, because Trump won't shut up, Alvin Bragg, the corrupt district attorney, is now trying to get Trump put in jail. He has to go through the first step, which is fining him $1,000 a post. And then after that, potential jail time. So the Democrats may get their wish. They may have him in prison at the end of a couple weeks here. Here, by the way, is legal expert Fox News Douglas Schoen talking about this New York law.
In this case, I believe it goes beyond the appearance. I believe under 22 New York Code of Rules and Regulations 100.2 that he must disqualify himself. That provides that if the judge has a relative to the fourth degree who has a substantial interest that could be affected by the proceeding, then he must recuse himself. And that's this case. The New York Post article is clear. This person, his daughter, held herself out as the digital persuasion director for Kamala Harris, now president of the company. He must disqualify himself.
I love this. Digital persuasion director. Gosh.
Yeah. You know, that's what I need. I need an audio persuasion director.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Digital persuasion director.
What a great title, right?
Oh, that's priceless. That's the best one I've heard in a while.
Yeah. So, yes. And she's doing digital persuasion for the Democrat Party, just to be clear. So, yeah. Meanwhile, this is the media. They're extremely excited because the judge has also ordered that Donald Trump must be in court every moment of every day, including useless things he can't do anything about, like jury selection. So they're parking him there to keep him off the campaign trail.
Right.
Here's what the mainstream media, they're very excited about this, thinks this will do for the Democrats.
If you do not show up, there will be an arrest, Mershon says. Donald Trump doesn't have a choice here.
It's more diminishing for the president to be seen in a courtroom than to be rallying outside one.
The candidate for president could be doing something else today besides dozing off in a courtroom.
The split screen will be Donald Trump in a courtroom, Joe Biden on a campaign trail. So I think that's a very important juxtaposition.
Yeah, Joe Biden will be dozing off on the campaign trail.
I was going to say, he'd probably be like at the beach.
Or shuffling off the wrong side of the stage or whatever.
Yeah. So this is their plan. So they're going to monopolize him for 6 to 8 weeks. That is an eternity in campaign world. But, you know, Bonchi from Red State, one of my favorite writers, he does have an alternative take on this. And he's a Republican. He may not be wrong. Anything that keeps Trump away from rallies actually helps him. Mm-hmm. Being silent in the courtroom is his best option.
Yes.
If he can't seal himself in a basement till November, hiding from the media is not his issue. They are always going to talk to him. No, shutting up is his issue.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, because he has a really hard time just saying the economy sucks, the border's open, elect me. That's all he needs to do at this point.
I know.
And, you know, he keeps stepping into it.
Right.
And you know what he does? I mean, he's got this psychological thing I keep putting out. When he's up in the polls, I get very nervous because he likes to be the underdog. He likes to be in a fight. Yeah. Narcissists are like that.
Right.
I have one in my family. They're not happy unless they're fighting. They're not wired like the rest of us, which makes Trump an awesome guy, okay, to have, because he wants to fight. No one else in the Republican Party does.
Yeah.
But the problem is he gets bored if he's not fighting, so he creates a problem.
He picks a fight.
To lower himself in the polls so he can then fight his way back up while the rest of us are, you know, hanging on the razor's edge. So, you know, this could be good. Locking Trump in a basement could be good. So this may backfire on the Democrats, Lee.
So maybe he should try what Joe Biden did in the last election.
Well, it worked. One way or another, it worked. So Bonchi may have something. This could be good. Meanwhile, Trump is begging to be allowed out for even one day just to go to Barron's high school graduation. But the judge says
that is pretty ridiculous.
It's dumb.
And of course, you've got all the MSNBC and CNN folks just gloating over this. It's like, please.
Well, they don't want to let go of a single day of press time of Donald Trump forcibly sitting in court in a felony trial. And you can see actually kind of why here, given what was buried inside this New York Times poll. And I mean buried. It's a New York Times Siena poll found that the Biden-Trump race overall is tied. I guess they're saying Trump's up 1 point, but it's in the margin of error. Okay, listen to this. It's this answer that's buried. Do you generally remember the years that Donald Trump was president as mostly good years for America, mostly bad years for America, or really good or really bad? Well, the answer's devastating for Joe Biden. 42% say that Trump's presidential years were mostly good for Americans. Just 25% of say Biden's were. 25%?
Just a little underwater on that one, isn't he?
That's not good. Trump also had a solid advantage on the other side of the answer. 33% said his presidential years were mostly bad for America, but a much larger 46%, a plurality, said Biden's presidential years have been mostly bad for America. So they got to send him to prison at this point. And again, I can boil it all down to one simple figure that came out from Moody's and Mark Zandi over the weekend, and that was 1,069, as in the number of dollars, 1,069, the average family of four now spends extra per month in Bidenflation.
Yeah.
They don't get anything extra for that, for the same things goods that they had before. I mean, that is, at least for me, the way we live, that's approaching a mortgage payment for us. It's very close. And you're just supposed to gaff that off. You're just supposed to be grateful that you maybe got a little raise at work.
Yeah, and believe that we have a strong economy. Yeah,
and believe that.
Yeah.
And this tells us people don't believe it. Texter writes, when I extend my middle finger, I am the visual persuasion director. Oh, boy. Yeah. So, yeah. Meanwhile, Byron York is writing, Manhattan's Alvin Bragg, putting Trump on trial amid a presidential campaign is striking in part because of, you know, this new survey, basically, that I just read showing that, you know, people are not happy with the economy. So they just, they want him front and center in court every day to remind you that he is maybe a felon. So you won't be thinking about that $1,069 extra a month. They don't want you to think about that. But you can't help but think about it.
I'm
every
still
time
thinking
you
about that check I wrote to the Treasury Department yesterday.
I know. And you know what is so maddening about that? The new numbers are out this morning. How many people you and I flew to America? Illegal immigrants. This is law breaking. This is not legal. Flew to America. Last week, they had admitted to 360,000. Yeah, that was low. It's 404,000 illegal immigrants flown to America by Joe Biden from January 2023 through last month. So a little bit more than a year. 400,000. That is a massive clip. 400,000. Now, here's what's scary about that, okay? The four countries they came from, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, we cannot vet Venezuelans.
No.
We cannot. We don't have a good relationship with their government, and their government bragged a few weeks ago they're letting the most dangerous criminals out of their prisons. Where do you think they're putting them, Lee? On a plane.
Of course.
Ditto with Cuba. You straight up cannot trust the Cuban government. Are these people who they say they are? I don't know. Are they just dumping their criminals on us? They've done it before. Cuba has emptied its prisons and dumped them on us. So, I don't know. Haiti, here's the other problem with Haiti. Again, Haiti doesn't even have a functioning government right now.
No, that's a completely failed state.
So we can't, they just have a guy who likes to barbecue his enemies and eat them.
Yeah.
They do, really. The cannibal. They're a gang-controlled country at this point. You know, it's like there's no vetting who they're sending either.
No.
Yeah. So that's what your money's going for. They are flying illegal immigrants in, 404,000 of them since January of 23. That is a staggering, staggering number. Wait, Lee, wait till they fly the Gazans here. That's coming.
No, okay.
Now, that's why... That is why it was said in the UK Parliament that Biden is actually building that floating pier. They don't need it for food. They can already get food in. It's to get the Gazans out, to bring them here.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.